Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo, and with me today is Scott McNamara. He is the evangelism pastor at Nations Church and the founder of the ministry Jesus at the Door, and he's the pastor at my church, actually, and we've been hearing some amazing testimonies about what God is doing as people were experiencing Jesus through Jesus at the Door. And recently he had a good old-fashioned tent crusade in the Orlando area. And he's been sharing some testimonies of that. And even last night, as we're recording this on a Friday, even last night, people are taking their next steps with Jesus after deciding to come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. They're taking their next steps by following up in a small discipleship group. So, Scott, thank you so much for joining me on the Charisma News podcast. And I can't wait to hear more details about what God is doing, because this is the true headlines that people really want to hear about.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to connect with you, bro. And thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be able to share with the people what the Lord is doing in these days. You know, sometimes we don't hear of these grassroots sort of movements and the things that God is doing. So I think it's very exciting to give people a chance to hear what the Holy Spirit is doing in these days.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Scott, you are the evangelism pastor at Nations Church, which is a church that has been started by Christ for All Nations, which is full of evangelists. So what brought you to the Orlando area? Because as people can hear from your accent, Orlando is not where you're originally from. How did you get here, and what has God been speaking to you about how to operate in the ministry that he's called you to?
Yeah, so I pioneer a ministry since 2014 called Jesus at the Door, and I've been very marked by Christ for All Nations, by Evangelist Bonnke and Evangelist Kalemba. Have been people who have really inspired me. So when I met with Pastor Daniel, now as he is, I met with Pastor Daniel, and we spoke about sort of future plans and what was on his heart and what was on my heart. And I was very honored for him to give me this position, offer me this position as the director of evangelism for a church where, rightfully so, like you said, there's many evangelists in this community. So for me to be offered that position, I was very humbled that he would trust me in that way, and he would see that gifting in me in that way to take that responsibility. So I shared, one of the things I shared with Pastor Daniel was my vision for tents. You know, the Holy Spirit gave me a vision in 2019. I came from Ireland. I'm originally from Liverpool. I lived in Ireland for many, many years. Jesus at the Door was birthed during a move of God on the streets of Northern Ireland, under the pastorship of Alan and Catherine Scott. They were my pastors. They employed me, and under their leadership was where we saw a move of God, where many thousands came to Jesus. Some people may have seen it in Finger of God too. It was featured. Some of it was featured there. So I moved from there in 2018, and it was 2019 in America, in Washington, where the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to roll out these tent revivals, these tent crusades across America in every major city. That was when I had the clear vision. And we did two. And then this was our third one since getting to Orlando. And we just did this literally like last weekend.
Yeah. So one of the things that I love about the way that you do evangelism is you connect people to the church very quickly, and you're not just meeting people. You're not just introducing people to Jesus and then leaving them there. You're literally bringing them to discipleship groups, and then people are showing up in church, and you're with them actually sharing their testimonies a lot of Sunday mornings, which is absolutely amazing. So you've been having these tent revivals. What happened?
Yeah, it was beautiful to see. I mean, we basically put a tent up in a urban kind of neighborhood in Orlando, not too 5 minutes from the CFAN office, and we put that tent up there, and we went out and we knocked on people's doors. We went to gas stations. We just told them that we were doing it, and we really prayed. You know, we had what we call like an Air Force team of intercessors. You know, we see it like the ground troops, like the army ground troops, the soldiers on the ground, and then we have an Air Force. You know, if you don't win the war in the skies, you won't win the war on the ground. So we have many interceding for us as well. And then, yeah, we basically just trusted the Lord. Again, it was a step of obedience. It wasn't my own initiative. It was something the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I was just obeying him. And we had an amazing team of people who volunteered, and we went and just trusted the Lord. So it was beautiful. I mean, I'll just share a couple of highlights. Some of the highlight testimonies for us. But I mean, one of the things that was beautiful was to see believers come and really just, you know, stick a stake in the ground and say, hey, I'm not ashamed to belong to Jesus. I'm going to worship him openly in a public place, you know. And so that was very precious to see, and see people come alive in that way. But we had one beautiful story that was on the first night. There was a man called Danny. We did Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There was a man called Danny came on Thursday night. He was getting off the bus. And he heard the music from the tent. Pastor Eddie James led worship with his amazing team, and that was very, very special. And this guy, he came in and he heard the worship, came and sat there. And when I got up and preached here, I gave an altar call, and this man joined a number of others to be at the front of the altar. And the Holy Spirit had spoken to me and said that there was somebody here who was physically abused by the father when they were young. And for many years, they've carried this abuse in their heart and this anger. So I shared this word while the individuals were still at the altar. And this man, he looked at me and he raised his hand. He was one of the men at the altar, and he began to weep. And I went over and I prayed for him, and he said, how did you know this? He said, for 40 years, I've carried this and I've not told a soul for 40 years. He said, how did you know what I went through? And I said, because Jesus knows you. You know, I know Jesus, he knows you. And he told me, and we led this man to the Lord, and he was able to release forgiveness from his father. He then took the microphone and he shared in front of the whole tent. He said, look, I want to tell you my story. He says, I moved away from a different state to come here to get away from my family due to this this weight that I was carrying. He said, my father was a minister when he did this to me. He said, I was a child. He was a minister, and he physically abused me. He says, I have scars on my body from what my father did to me. And he began to, you know, he was weeping as he gave it up, as he gave this pain up. And so, I mean, that was just beautiful. The next day he came back and we prayed for the sick, and the man, he came up onto the stage, and I didn't recognize him because his transformation was so profound. He looked like a different person. This is just the next night. And he testified. He said, for 10 years, I've been in constant pain in my body for 10 years. Every day, every minute, I'm in pain. He said, I was just prayed for at the tent, and I'm pain-free for the first time in 10 years. And I didn't recognize the guy. And I said, are you Danny from yesterday? And he said, yeah, this is me. And so that was just incredible to see that.
You didn't recognize him?
He really looked different. He looked like a different guy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was literally his whole countenance had changed. And it was incredible. It was amazing. So that was a very profound story from Thursday. And then he came back on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, I think, you know, we had a spike in people coming. And there was a real pregnancy of the presence of God on the Saturday. But one of the beautiful testimonies that came we found out that this story is what transpired. But as I was preaching on Saturday, a man, he walked up. He looked a little rough for sure. He came to the front of the stage while I was preaching. He said, I need you to pray for me now. Now, I was mid-preaching. So I said to everybody, I kind of looked around the tent. Everyone was a little bit, you know, gobsmacked. And I said, yeah, I'll gladly pray for you, but can you sit down and I'll do it after, because, you know, I'm sharing the gospel right now. So the man, he sat down in the second row, and he was there, and he was looking at me quite intently the whole time. At first, I thought he actually was going to, like, hit me or something. He came over with that sort of, that much gusto. And as I'm sharing the gospel, he's on the edge of his seat. And then before I even gave the altar call, he comes to the front in response to me. Not even I said, I'm going to give a chance to respond in a minute. And he came straight to the front. He gives his heart to the Lord. And many others then, it literally was like the floodgates opening. As soon as he came forward, many others came to the front and responded. And we had a lot of people accept the Lord that night. And then we went on to baptize 12 people in the tent that night. It was very, very precious. And this man shared, he basically said that on Thursday night, someone gave him a flyer at the gas station. He said, and then on the Friday, I think he's like mid-20s, but he's an alcoholic. And then he was drunk and he passed out in the street. Some of our guys who were out sharing the gospel picked him up and took him to his home. That was on Friday. So it was a consistent series of events, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, he was drinking in his home. He lives literally facing the tent. He got drunk and he passed out drunk in his home. He woke up to the sound of my voice. I was preaching about the woman at the well and drink and how only Jesus can give living water, and we can drink alcohol, we can get drunk. And he heard me talking about alcoholism. He woke up to the sound of my voice talking about alcoholism. He turned to his girlfriend. He said, God is calling me. He left his house. He crossed the road and he walked into our tent, and he got born again in that moment. Now, and then this is even more incredible. So this happened. He went home on Saturday. On Sunday morning, he was on the front row with me worshiping the Lord. And I mean, you were at a church, and we got him up, and he shared his testimony in front of over 1,000 people at our church on a Sunday morning, which just brought the house down to hear.
Yeah, it did. It really did. And I love hearing these testimonies all the time. And it's building my faith, because, you know, we can look at the headlines in our newspaper and, you know, what's coming across our cell phone notifications, and we're seeing doom and gloom. But what you're telling me, Pastor Scott, is that Jesus is on the move. Jesus is at the door of people's hearts, and people are responding and letting him in. And that's what we really need to be able to focus in on and communicate that to the world. Thank you for sharing these amazing testimonies, and I absolutely love it. But, you know, I mentioned earlier that you have a discipleship group, the Revive New Believers group, and you meet at a different time than just the outreaches. So you mentioned before we hit record here that there's been things happening there, too, where these people that have just come to Christ are getting plugged in at church. They're finding a place where they belong in this group. Tell me about some of the things that are happening there.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, we launched the Revive New Believers group. We launched in 2014 at the same time when Jesus at the Door was birthed. It was in response to many people getting saved and the local church not having a follow-up system for new believers. So literally the Holy Spirit taught me that the model of this Revive New Believers group, and we've pioneered it now in many, you know, across many cities and different countries now. And it's beautiful to see what the Lord is doing. And, you know, Pastor Daniel was very excited about launching this out of Nations Church. So it's been incredible. We've been doing it since July, the beginning of July. We've seen countless people come to the Lord, but we've seen also many become disciples. I mean, I'll just give you an example on so that young man I mentioned who came to church on Sunday, his name was Osiris, and he came last night. And again, it was for him, it's another step. It's like a family, you know, it's a place where people come every week. We have new people every single week, and they come, and you know, we meet them in, you know, grocery stores and the gas stations, wherever we go, knocking on doors, and they come, and it's their way of saying, I want to follow Jesus, not just believe in him, but actually want to follow him. I want to take some steps. You know, when Zacchaeus came down the tree, Jesus said, I want to go home with you now. You know, there's got to be movement. If there's repentance, there has to be movement, not just I'm going to pray a prayer, but there has to be some level of change. There has to be some movement. So we open up this group as a way of saying, now show Jesus that you really want to follow him and you come to this. So it was beautiful. So he came, he was touched by the power of God. I prayed for him. He started speaking in tongues last night, this gentleman. He only accepted the Lord on Saturday last night. This is his second from church on Sunday. Now new believers on Thursday, he began to speak in tongues as many wow. others did. There was another lady there called Lexa. She responded on Saturday at the tent, and she was baptized. She testified how since Saturday she's not smoked weed. She was smoking weed all the time, getting high. She says, I stopped smoking weed, I'm not getting high anymore. And then she said to me, she said, I feel bubbling in my lips. She said, so we began to pray for her, and she literally fell to the ground, and she began to shake under the power of God, and she was speaking in tongues very, very loudly. And this went on for an hour after. We actually kept going late because of this, and she had to be physically carried out to a car because she was shaking violently under the power of God. Her mother messaged me at midnight and said, Scott, it's still going on. She's still shaking and still speaking in tongues. And then Lexus messaged me this morning, and it was beautiful. She texted me just to say, I've been all night. This has been going on all night. I've been praying in tongues. She says, I fell asleep and I woke up. I woke myself up praying in tongues. So, you know, it's just beautiful. These are people who are taking these steps to follow Jesus, and there's something very profound happening in people's lives, and we're seeing this on a weekly basis.
That's absolutely incredible. You know, I like that we get to hear a little bit of these stories, but you're filling me in on some things that are happening behind the scenes, and it's amazing. you know, there's too many stories to tell in just a short podcast. So we're going to have to, you know, continue to do things with you so that we can be updated about what God is doing through our modern day evangelists, you know, and just to hear these testimonies, because as I said earlier, these are the types of stories that people really need to hear so that our faith is growing, because the Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is drawing people to Jesus, and Jesus is pointing them to the Father. And it's, we get to partner with the Holy Spirit in this.
Amen.
And so,
amen. And also want to encourage people with their kids.
Yeah.
Just share real quick, but with kids, you know, I know, sometimes people think, you know, oh, the kids don't matter as much, but I just want to encourage folks. I know maybe some kids workers listening, you'll be bigging me up for this one, but I share real quick. There was a young boy who came to the tent. His name was Noah. He came for 2 nights. We had an amazing Marie from my church did the kids work at our tent revival. And this young kid, Noah, he came for 2 nights and he kept saying to his mom, he went home. He said, "Mom, you got to come. And she was like, no. On the third night on a Saturday, she eventually gave in to her son and she came and she got born again and she was baptized with her son, Noah, together, the son and mom. Both got baptized at our tent revival. And she said, "I'm a single mom of 6 kids that has suffered domestic violence." And she, on Sunday morning, she came to our church, not only with her family, but with her best friend and her best friend's family also. And so, you know, just to see God's even using kids to bring families together.
If people are interested in coming to these tent revivals or inviting you to go to an area where they are, that, you know, they want to have these, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me through jesusatthedoor.com is our website. I mean, obviously, I'm fully, you know, we are fully partnered with Nation Church, with CFAN, Pastor Daniel and the team. I like to describe it as, you know, we've planted the tree of our ministry in the soil of their garden. So, yeah, I mean, but in terms of notifications with what we're doing in terms of tent revivals and the Jesus at the Door ministry, you can definitely reach out through jesusatthedoor.com or through Facebook or Instagram and those kind of means as well.
And I want to encourage people to download his app too, the Jesus at the Door app. You will be able to lead somebody to Jesus through an app.
Yeah.
I promise you that, and there's great tools built into that. So
I literally about 2 hours ago got a message randomly on Facebook. This guy said, "I used your app to lead my sister to the Lord, and now she is using it to lead other people to the Lord." It's crazy. We've got over 2,000 subscribers in different nations using our app. It's all free.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you, not only are you doing the work of an evangelist to tell people about Jesus, but you're really doing the work of an evangelist by equipping other people. And I've sat through it. And it's a great training. And we went out and we saw people come to Jesus that day as well. But Pastor Scott McNamara, it is great to have you on the Charisma News podcast, sharing what God is doing and what really needs to be in the headlines.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sean. Really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.